Well, hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I love being and connecting with you this way. I wish I could meet all of you individually, but you know you are in my prayers. I want you to know that. And today, as we look at the readings for the first Sunday of Advent, and I think given what we've been talking about this week, it's very, very important. Because as the first word of Advent, Christ tells us, stay awake, you must be prepared. We must be vigilant. Take a look at your own life in this Advent season. Just say, what's one thing I could change? What is one thing in my life that I could make my life, my body, my spirit more welcoming to the Christ child? What is it in me that needs to change? Not grandma or grandpa, or not this uncle or aunt, or not this friend or this person that you don't like. Let's not do that. Let's look at ourselves. What is it in me that can prepare for the coming of the Messiah? Because he comes into our hearts every Christmas to save us. Do you understand that? Really understand that? Apart from him, we have no good, nothing. He is our Savior. So, brothers and sisters, Pope Francis said this, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ through faith, that is, encountering Christ, letting ourselves be caught up in and guided by his love, enlarges the horizons of existence, gives it a firm hope which will not disappoint. Faith is no refuge for the faint-hearted, but something which enhances our lives. It makes us aware of a magnificent calling, the vocation of love. Faith is a lamp which guides our steps in the night, and it suffices for the journey. So let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. That's what I pray for us this Advent season. That no matter what's going on externally, good things, difficult things, we need time every day to say, Lord, let me be a light to others, especially during this Advent season. Help me to see other people's needs. Help me to do what I can. That doesn't mean you have to be going 24/7. Just look over this week what it is that God shows you of the needs of others and see what you can do to alleviate it. You might not be able to cancel it, but you can alleviate it. You might not be able to cover the whole thing, but you can do something. And don't say, oh, well, that's all I can do, or that's all. No, it's whatever you do will be such a blessing to the other person. You know, as I was recovering from the strokes, I was just so aware of being cared for. I mean, the sisters in my community really caring for me. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be sick or to be handicapped and to be alone and looking for somebody who would stop. Brothers and sisters, I really do urge you, take a look around you and see if there's something you can do for another in your own neighborhood, or your own parish, or your own group of friends. What is one thing that I could do during this Advent season that would make the other person's life at least alleviated from the suffering that they've gone through? I really encourage you. Let that be your Advent sacrifice. Let that be what you do during the weeks of Advent to prepare for his coming. Do it for others, and the Lord will be glorified. I really encourage you, brothers and sisters, take a look at that. The prophet Isaiah says this, in days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. From Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. I'm saying this because I want you to really hear it. He shall judge between the nations, impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, us, let us walk in the light of the Lord. You will know a peace if you really put your mind to it and your heart to it. It will be a marvelous preparation for the great feast to come. But it is right now in your heart. God wants to deliver you from some of the ways you have acted. He wants you to become a good Samaritan, really, in many ways, for the sake of others. I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to doing that. Even one thing for one person that you do several times during this month would be enough. If you could do more, blessed be God. But reach out to the poor, to the elderly, to those who are sick, who need perhaps just a helping hand. Or perhaps by talking to them, you can see they need more help and be helpful in making that possible for them. Come on, get beyond yourself. Don't be so tied up in our Christmas gifts. There's no greater gift that we could give to God or give to others to care for those who are in need. So take a look at it. Psalm 122, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And that's what we want to do. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. Now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. And it goes on. And part of it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. And because of my brothers and my friends, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Pray for others during this season. Take someone that you know needs help and it's not help you can give them, then pray for them. Pray daily for them. Make this Advent count. Let it be an Advent of gratitude. Let it be an Advent of reaching out beyond yourself. It may be someone in your own family. Don't miss that. But it may be someone else. Someone perhaps who's a stranger, but you've seen them regularly in your area. Ask them what you could do for them. Oh, I don't want to get tangled up in that kind of thing. Brothers and sisters, God will help. God will help you. He'll show you the way that you want to go. And I want to encourage you. Romans 13:11-14 says, brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies, not in drunkenness, not in promiscuity, not in lust, not in rivalry and jealousy. Brothers and sisters, turn away. Turn away from anything that tempts you. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the desires of the flesh. This program doesn't allow me to go into that in depth, but I want to say to you, what's your predominant sin? You know it. What are you going to do to change that? That could be your Advent. Or it could be something for someone else. But if there's something in your own life, clear that out first, and then turn to the needs of others. God will not miss what you do. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said, make no provision for the desires of the flesh. That's what we want to do. Not only in Advent, but always, but particularly a time of Advent and Lent can be a time to really search our own souls and make some steps toward changing some things in our own lives. That he can be more present to us. We give up a sin, he is more present. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you, please, please, if Christianity is receding in our country, let's make a difference in your neighborhood, in your parish, in your city. What can I do during this Advent season to give myself more to the Lord and to help others see the blessing that the Lord really is for them? The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Yes, we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior. But brothers and sisters, we need to be the people who follow him, our Savior, our Redeemer. We need to be the people who follow him. If you've turned away from the Lord, if you've grown, as we all say, sloppy, take a look at it this season. Take a look at it today and ask the Lord, "What is one thing that I could do differently? What is one thing?" Because one thing leads to another in a very, very good way. So ask the Lord, "What would you have me do now that I may glorify you at the coming of Christmas, that I may honor you as truly my Savior? What is it that I could change? Not I change, God give me the grace to change. What is the one thing that should be different, that God would be more in my life and through my life?" Really encourage you, brothers and sisters, to take the time, even 5 minutes a day at the end of your prayer time, and say, "Lord, what do you want of me this Advent? What can I do? What can I be?" Perhaps it's something internal. Perhaps it's something external. But what can I do in my own life to be more pleasing to you? I don't want just the status quo. I'm getting by, we're getting by, we're fine. But with the Lord, you want to be able to say, "Lord, I seek to follow after you. I seek to be more and more like you." This season is a season where something in my life could be let go of, or something in my life could be taken on. But don't just get so busy about good works that you don't take a look at the state of your own soul. So look first inward, and then look out and say, "What is it that God would want me to do in this Advent season for that person or this person?" You'll be surprised, brothers and sisters, how many answers you get, how many things will come to your mind because God wants to help you. May God bless this Advent for you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.